A man by the name of Paul Patrick passed away yesterday, apparently the ninth murder victim of the serial shooters, more than 12 years after being shot. And one of the men that brought those men to justice is retired Phoenix Police Detective Cliff Jewell, who reached out to our own Jamie West to let her know about Paul Patrick's passing.
That's right. Thanks for coming on with us this morning, Cliff.
Oh, good morning, Jamie and Jim.
I have to ask you, though, as immersed as you were in the serial shooter's case, being on the task force and all, how did you take the news that Paul Patrick had died?
Well, it saddened me because I had spent so much time sitting with Paul and his mother during the trial, and we got to be good friends.
Boy, but also I imagine there had to have been a little bit of relief as well, because this is a guy who suffered for more than a decade after, basically just being blown wide open by that shotgun.
Well, he did suffer a lot, but if you knew Paul, you'd know that he had a spirit that didn't let the shooting really hamper what he was doing. His sense of humor was always great. And the times that I visited him at home and in the hospital, he was always just a bright spot, and it was so sad to hear the news. Mm.
So for me, this means, and I was covering this case as well at the same time as Jamie was, but Jamie was much more immersed in all this. And do you think, for me anyway, I think this would be absolutely appropriate. Do you think the surviving serial shooter, Samuel Dietman, should be prosecuted for Paul Patrick's murder now?
Well, it'll be probably very difficult for the prosecutors to prove who actually fired the shots and whether or not Dietman was actually present. He didn't provide that information during his interviews that he provided to us. So it may be difficult, but a deal was made with the prosecutor's office, and they're probably going to be bound to stick with that.
Do we know that the shooting directly resulted in his death? I mean, can we, with conviction, blame this on the serial shooters?
Well, it's certainly a fact that had he not been shot, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. Yeah. So in my opinion, yes, I think it was directly related to his injuries. Now, whether or not, I don't even know if they're going to do an autopsy in this case. But certainly that would be determined by a doctor during the autopsy.
So I'm going to ask you one more time, though, retired Phoenix Police Detective Cliff Jewell, whether or not you think it's possible, do you think it's appropriate, though, that Samuel Dietman should be prosecuted for Paul Patrick's murder, even though he cut a deal and is serving a life sentence?
Well, I certainly think that it should be looked at. In my opinion, yes.
Okay.
There were other things going on during this case where I think other people should have been held accountable. For example, Dale Hausner's brother, Jeff. I firmly believe that he was involved in all the .22 caliber shootings, and he wasn't prosecuted for any of them.
Well, all right. Well, Cliff, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I'm sorry that you have lost your friend and somebody apparently who was a friend to all of us here in the Valley. Paul Patrick is coming to his wounds from 12 plus years ago.